It's Wednesday night. Time to check in with our weekly feature on Chadron State Athletics. Here's Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, with this week's Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmer State Bank, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron.
Our Chadron State Sports Journal show here tonight is going to focus on Eagle women's basketball. The season underway with practices, and head coach Janet Raymer is here to give us her annual season preview. Coach, first of all, welcome into a new season. Always an exciting time of year, and you've got 17 players on your roster this year. Looks like you've really got a big group that is eager to get going.
Yes, absolutely, Dave, and thanks for the welcome. We're excited to get going, and it's looking good so far.
With 17 players on this year's roster, does that present any new challenges compared to years past? Is that one of the bigger rosters you can remember having as a head coach?
Yeah, it is one of the bigger ones, and it's one of those bigger freshman class. We have six freshmen, and I felt pretty confident bringing that many freshmen in with the team I have, only because I have great leadership right now, and they've handled it very well in guiding those younger players in the right direction.
We're going to talk with Coach about the upperclassmen leaders, the top newcomers, as you mentioned, all those freshmen and a Division I transfer, and also some of the star power in that backcourt that's coming back too, Coach. And let's start right there. Your top returners for this season in the backcourt looking really solid. You've got Taryn Foxen and Jory Peters. How have they looked so far in the early going, and what do you feel like those two could accomplish for your team this year?
They're doing really well for us. The major difference from this year to last year is I see a major consistency with them. They're constantly showing up to practice on their kind of on their A game, and they're starting to have that leadership role a little bit within the team. In addition to those two, we have Haley Urbach and Bailey Brooks, who are helping us with that backcourt. We have some other pieces of it, but I think the consistency and the just veterans being there, the experience is helping us.
Looking kind of at last night's scrimmage with WNCC, with Taryn Foxen, she went for, looks like, 20 points in the scrimmage. Do you feel like she has the ability, or what will it take for her to be maybe an all-RMAC type of guard this year in her junior year?
I think we need to get her more to be a bit of a combo. She does a great job of finishing around the rim. She's struggling with her shot right now on the outside with consistency. She's a good shooter. It's just not consistent yet. I think that's one of the pieces of it. And then just not only Taryn, but the whole team in our decision-making when we're driving and we need to kick, or when we're driving and we need to finish. And so I think just a little bit more experience in that regard and understanding when to do it and when not to. I think just little touch-ups like that are going to put her there.
Coach Janet Raymer with us to visit about Eagle women's basketball coming up, the season opener just a few weeks away. In the post, overall, your senior leader, another local player who's from Mullen, Nebraska. You've got Jessica Lovett there coming back this year. What is she going to bring to the group in her final year? And then McKenna McClintock, too, another senior, got around 30 minutes a game. It looks like another good combo you're going to have around the basket.
Yep, absolutely. With Jessica Lovett, we've always struggled with health, and we're struggling with the same thing again this year, and so we're going to try to manage that and get her through the season. She's such an athletic kid that there's no way that she's not going to help us, but it's just going to be in the role that she can handle. And then with Kenna, too, her health is fine, but we need to manage what she's doing on the court for us and give her the role that she needs to make her successful. And so they bring great leadership to our program on and off the court. And so we look to them for that as well.
We've got more from inside CSC Athletics coming up. You're listening to the Chadron State Sports Journal on Double Q Country.
I see the sign out front says Farmer State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmer State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmer State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.
Back with more of today's CSC Sports Journal, here's Eagle Sports Insider Dave Collins.
All right, welcome back. We've got Janet Raymer, women's basketball coach, on the CSC Sports Journal tonight. Janet, the newcomers, you said you got six freshmen on the roster this year. Looks like you bring in a Division I transfer as well, who has some career time Idaho State. What should we know about the new group of freshmen and the transfer?
We have a big one in Jordan Morris from Minnesota, and she's going to be one to watch. We expect her to play right away and give us some size, and she's really athletic. I think people will enjoy watching her play, and I think she's going to help us a lot. That's my major freshman right now. We're still looking for some consistency, and we don't even know who we're going to redshirt yet, but I do know that we'll have some redshirts in that group. Some kids are kind of starting to shine a little bit, and so we'll keep an eye on the rest of them. And then as far as transfers, the one you mentioned is Melissa Kadich, and she was at Idaho State, and before that she was at Western Nebraska Community College, and she's a phenomenal shooter, so we look for her to be a scorer for us, and I think that she's going to really take that role on very nicely.
I know it's only been a few days of your official practices, or into your second week, I guess, now here, Coach, but not a lot of time. With the freshmen and not knowing who's going to redshirt yet, are they all kind of aware of that and that competition, and are you seeing them being very competitive amongst each other for that playing time right away?
They're aware of it. Some of them are more competitive than others, and that's part of the game. I mean, we need competition every day, and also an understanding of where they are. And for the most part, I think we have pretty good kids that are bought in and willing to do whatever it's going to take to make the program better and also make themselves better. And so there's no doubt that we have a lot of talent and a lot of greatness in that young class. But I also think that developing some of them for a year is going to absolutely help them and us. So it's going to come down to what we absolutely have to have this year and what we can look forward to in the future. So those decisions, they're not made yet, but the kids are aware.
Very good. Coach, last night you scrimmaged WNCC. Got a chance to see your team go up against another school in a competitive court appearance. And we had talked about Taryn Foxen's performance, scored 20 points, had a nice night. What else did you learn about your team seeing them go up against WNCC?
WNCC does a great job of just putting on ball pressure and a strong denied defense, and it was kind of, I guess, one of the negatives we saw. We turned the ball over a lot, and which turned out to give us fewer shots than the other team. And I mean, we played everyone, but at the same time, we still have to be able to handle the ball and keep it in our possession and make good decisions. So we saw that we were still turning the ball over more than we'd like, and we didn't shoot the ball very well. Two bad combos. But on the positive side, we were getting to the free throw line. Our transition defense looked great. The effort was high. The attitude was good. So we know what to work on. And if you know Shattern State women's basketball recently, it's the same things that we've been struggling with. But I think we're in a different position right now than we were a year ago. I think we're a lot better than we were. And in turn, we're going to be able to correct those issues early and quickly.
Great to hear you feel so confident this year above where you were last year and getting the season started. That's exciting stuff. And before the real season gets going, you have an exhibition coming up. And then another one that's a lot of fun. 2 weeks from yesterday, I believe, is the game in Fort Collins against the Colorado State Rams. We played there last season. It seemed like the team really enjoyed that trip. What do you and the girls get out of that experience when you play CSU?
We know that they're going to be bigger and more athletic than us, and so we know that we're going to be challenged, and we need to pick a few things that we want to get better at and do those and focus on those. We don't necessarily have to focus on a big picture there, but just kind of narrow down what our focus is. And then in addition to that, it's always nice to go to a nice arena in a D1 and just have the experience of being there and being around those athletes.
You talked about fixing some of the problems last year that hindered your ability a little bit to pick up a few wins, and you feel like you want to get those fixed. Are those the biggest keys, like cutting down turnovers for a successful year this year? Or do you have something in mind or a goal, your biggest things to be successful and get into the RMAC tournament this season?
We have to score more points, and that's a definite have to. Like, we have no choice. We are getting in the gym more and shooting. You probably have heard me talk about our GPAs a lot, and we've been in the library. So we're still doing that, but we're adding the shooting in as well. And it's required. It's not just get in on your own anymore. It's you have to go in and shoot, because our shooting percentages have been very poor for quite some time now, and our turnovers are too high. And when you turn the ball over, you have to shoot better because you don't get as many shots. And with that, I mean, just knowing how important that ball is, because there's a lot of times where we just pass that ball to the other team, there's a turnover, and then we turn the page. It's a great thing to be able to put that out of your mind, but you got to realize how important that ball was, and sometimes running fixes that.
Running tends to fix a lot of things in sports for players sometimes, doesn't it?
Just an extra point of emphasis.
Coach Janet Raymer with us. Janet, before we let you go on a bit of a more serious note, the unfortunate news we had seen around town this summer that you had to step away from the team here late in the summer for a bit and go to Denver with your mother getting ill with West Nile virus, and that sort of forcing assistant coaches and players to really come together and get this season started before the official practices got going. First of all, give us an update on how Mom is doing and recovering from West Nile. We hope that she is doing better. And then talk about how the team came together and what they went through to get the season going as you had to step away for a bit.
Yeah, my mom got really sick. And she was in the hospital for, she was away for four weeks. And I spent two of those weeks with her, the first two down at Denver Swedish. And it was really scary for us. First off, my mom, my dad was able to bring her into the game last night, and they didn't stay for the whole thing, the scrimmage, but, they did get to see a majority of it, and she was just too worn out. So they went home, but that's a huge sign. I think that was her first outing since she's been home.
Well, that's great.
So it was really good to see her outside of the house and outside of the hospital, and she's improving slowly, and so I'm just really excited. It's going to be a very slow process for her, but she's making big gains, so that's great. And the team and my coaches, they did an excellent job while I was away. They made it so I didn't have to worry about what was going on back here while I was gone. The leadership this year within the team, they were phenomenal. Just everybody back here was able to give me that time off that I needed.
Well, that's great to hear your team coming together for you, Coach. And please give your mom all the best from us as well in her recovery. And best of luck to you guys as well on a great season coming up. As Coach Janet Raymer with us for CSC Women's Basketball on the Sports Journal tonight. Janet, thank you so much. Looking forward to another year.
Thanks so much, Dave. We appreciate everything that you're doing for us.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron. Tune in next week and all season long for more insights into Eagles team happenings, unique student-athlete stories, and special features surrounding Chadron State sports. Download tonight's podcast of the show through our website, panhandlepost.com. Click the CSC logo link.